Well, good morning to all of you. It's good to be with you again. If you have been with us the last few weeks, we've been in a series called Following Jesus. Really following Jesus as he makes his way to Jerusalem in the Gospel of Luke, up until the cross. Today we're going to take a look at a passage that talks more about what Jesus calls his followers to do and to be like. From the passage, we're going to see that first, he calls them to repent at their sin. Second, he's going to call them to rejoice at his mercy. And finally, he's going to call them to behold his kingdom. Why don't we pray before we start? Father, as we approach these perhaps difficult words for us, I pray that you may give us wisdom to understand. And Father, also give us obedience to obey your commands and what you have written in your word. And Father, we give you thanks and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in the beginning of our passage today, Jesus, he's approached by a group of people in the crowd. And this group of people, they wanted Jesus to comment on the tragedy that recently took place. Pontius Pilate, he was the governor of Judea at that time, and he was known as a rather cruel and harsh man. During his rule, we also know that there were a lot of rebellious movements that started up north in the region of Galilee, and so groups who wanted Israel to be independent from Rome. So we can kind of gather what happened in this situation. Scholars have recreated what happened historically in commentaries, and they say that it is possible that there was another Galilean uprising then. And so during a major festival such as Passover, the Jews would make a pilgrimage all the way down to Jerusalem to worship at the temple. And Pilate, he waited until the Galileans arrived. And as they went into the temple to offer their sacrifices, Pilate did something unthinkable. He sent Roman soldiers, Gentiles, into the sacred temple. And while they were offering their sacrifices, he had the soldiers kill them in the midst of worship. And so it says in verse 1 that the blood of sacrifices was mixed with the blood of the Galileans. So in this passage, a group of Jews, they come up to Jesus and they ask him to comment about this recent event. And from this passage, it seems like these Jews were testing him. And they're saying, so Jesus, recently you've been talking about judgment. So what's your take on this event? Were these Galileans being judged by God because they were more sinful than anyone else? Jesus answers, and his answer is probably not what they were expecting. Verse 2, he says, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. In other words, Jesus exposes a problem with the theology of suffering, which could basically be summed up like this. You get what you deserve in life. You get what you deserve in life. If you do good, good will come to you. If you do evil or bad things, evil or bad will come to you. Do good and you'll be rewarded. And do evil and you'll receive punishment. So Jesus says, do you think that these Galileans were killed because they deserved it? Because they're somehow worse sinners than you are? If you think that these Galileans got what they deserved because they're somehow more evil than you were, you're actually mistaken. Your theology is wrong. And to drive this point more clearly, he gives another example of a tragedy that happened. He says, or those 18 who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. In the first example of the Galileans, you could kind of almost make an argument and say they got what was coming to them. They were troublemakers, so is it any surprise? You know, they were always challenging Pilate, the Roman authorities. And so in a way, you could say that they almost got what they deserved. But then Jesus says, if you were going to make that argument, then what about this tower that fell on these people? You know, they were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And suddenly the structure gave way, collapsed, and landed on them and killed them. How do you explain that? Did they deserve more than anyone else to be killed? One was an act of a cruel man, but this, it seemed pretty random, like a natural disaster. And Jesus is challenging them. Do you interpret this as a sign of a divine act of justice for them being worse sinners than others? Well, Jesus responds in both cases, and he says, I tell you, no. But I think the point Jesus was trying to make, or he was making, was this. It's that both groups actually deserved what happened to them. And also you as well. Both events ought to be sober reminders that actually every person is sinful and just as deserving of God's judgment and of his wrath. And so if there's any reaction that is to come out of this, it ought to be the repentance for your sin, so that you can get right with your God. In essence, Jesus was telling them this. Your problem isn't trying to figure out who was the worst sinner or who deserves what. Your problem is that you, like everyone else, has sin in your own heart that is separating you from your God, and that you deserve God's judgment and punishment, and therefore you need to repent. And so Jesus emphasizes this over and over. Unless you repent, you too will all perish. Jesus then goes on. He tells them this parable. He says, a man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of his vineyard, for 3 years now, I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree, and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. Well, in the Old Testament, the fig tree was a symbol for the nation of Israel. And in the Old Testament, despite all the patient love God showed towards Israel, the people refused to repent, and they bore no fruit, even though they called themselves God's people. And Jesus, through this parable, is saying, for centuries, you have been unfaithful.